from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Rescue teams have recovered 28 bodies from the Potomac River after the mid-air collision of an Army Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger jet near Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. Officials say there were no survivors. U.S. Figure Skating says American Eagle Flight 5342 was carrying team members, coaches, and family back from the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita, Kansas. A number of skaters from New Jersey are listed on the figure skating roster, but it is not known how many, if any, made that trip to Wichita and who may have been on that plane. No names of the dead have been released. Meanwhile, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they have an idea what caused this crash and then sought to assure the American public that flying is safe. The investigation is still underway. It is unknown how long it will take, but preliminary investigations are yielding clues.
We have early indicators of what happened here, and I will tell you with complete confidence, we have the safest airspace in the world.
A makeshift morgue has been set up near the crash site, but no identities of any victims have been made public. It is 11 years in prison for former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez on federal corruption charges. U.S. District Judge Sidney Stein announcing the sentence after the Democrat tearfully addressed the judge, saying he'd lost everything he cared about except for his family. Speaking outside the courthouse, Menendez maintained his innocence.
Regardless of the judge's comments today, I am innocent, and I look forward to filing appeals on a whole host of issues.
Prosecutors had called for a 15-year sentence, while Menendez's defense argued for less than 2 years, citing factors like his age and his years of public service. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We're back to feeling like January today, with high temperatures limited to the mid to upper 30s across New Jersey. As the breeze blows, the wind chill feels like temperature will dig into the 20s. We'll see good sunshine this morning. Some clouds build in this afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 30s. Temperatures will actually rise a bit overnight, leading to our next storm system tomorrow. Almost totally a rainmaker. A little bit of wintry mix in North Jersey tomorrow morning. Otherwise, periods of rain, the steadiest and heaviest of which will be through the afternoon and early evening hours tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
Orange is 25, Hillsborough 27, Toms River is 29. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.